New York Senator Chuck Schumer was in downtown Syracuse yesterday pushing new safety measures for trains carrying crude oil and ethanol. WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports Schumer is targeting one specific model of car, which he says is out of date and dangerous.
47 people died last month in the small town of Lac-Mégantic, Quebec, after a train carrying crude oil derailed and exploded, destroying 40 buildings. The tank cars carrying that oil were the DOT-111s, the same kind that pass over a rail bridge near Armory Square every day. That's where Senator Schumer told reporters these cars should be either retrofitted or eliminated.
First, there are new cars that are safer, but second, to retrofit a car only costs $15,000. The cars are actually owned or leased long-term by the oil companies. They are making a fortune on all this new oil, so it's a small price to ask them to pay.
Senator Schumer said domestic oil production in the U.S. increased dramatically in the last few years, creating a demand to ship it on rail cars. Schumer says he is working with Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox on the issue. The DOT-111s make up about 70% of all North American tanker cars. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.